So again, welcome to Late Night with Willie. It's a mostly Music Friday. Tonight's a special night for me because tonight I'm going to play the music of a friend of mine. A friend of mine is a guy named Jim Beckwith. Jim was in a group that we put together called Mod, singing. He was a musical colorist, I guess. It's a fantastic phrase for him. Just enough to color and make things, sort of put everything together. And he was he had just super ears and kind of a mastermind of being able to hear what went just right, just where. And sings like a bird. So I'm really, really very, very excited that we're going to be able to do some of his music this evening. I am going to do something crazy here. Here's what we're doing. So in case the internet explodes and there's shrapnel everywhere, I'm just letting you know, here's what we're doing. We're broadcasting on Spreaker live. We are broadcasting on Facebook Live. We will be going to my Spotify account where I own the music, playing the music, streaming the music off Spotify. And I'll also be recording on vMix as well. I'm going to hit the record button in just a little bit. So it's going to be a lot going on my little computer. It's going to be a lot. We're going to be sucking down more bandwidth than we probably have in years. They're going to probably, you know, the Spectrum's going to knock on the door and wonder if I'm running Drudge out of here or something. Drudge and CNN and Fox News, you know what, out of my studio here. But you know what? What the hell? We're going to try it, right? We'll see what happens. You know what? It's Friday. We'll go for it. You know what? I don't drink and smoke and carouse or anything. This is how I live wildly. This is how I dance madly. So, again, welcome to Late Night with Willie. We appreciate you being here this evening. We're gonna run one spot, and then we'll be back with the music. We'll be back with the music right after this one spot. Thank you. All right. Okay. So we're going to get started here because I want to play a lot of these cuts, and the album is about an hour. So we want to get started. The name of the album is Step Right, Shake Left. And if you're live on Facebook, it's cool because what you can do is there's a link there to buy this particular album. You can do that. I think you're going to like it. I think you will want it for your own. I really do. I think you'll want it for your own. So go ahead and go to the link. Well, that, you know what, there are, but it's already been done. It's already been done, and it was done before, and I'll do a new one, but it'll be a while, Paul. All right, let's go ahead and get the music started. This is Jim Beckwith's album from 2001, Step Right, Shake Left. The first cut is a tune called Arizona Skies.
Precious, a place of all extremes. The sun's too hot to handle, it's brighter than it seems. Nights are cold and lonely, the day is hot as hell. You might survive living here, it's just too soon to tell. In all directions, there's a billion stars tonight. Spiral cactus stands like a sentry looking for a fight. Couples may be broken, river rocks may fight, but the clouds are always beautiful in the Arizona sky.
Here!
Yes, that's my friend Jim Beckwith, vocalist, and he recorded a lot of the percussion parts for sure, and wrote all the tunes. So that's the first two cuts from the Step Right, Shake Left album, 2001. Jim Beckwith, one of my favorite albums from somebody that I know personally. It's just so tight. Everything is done so well. I love this. I love the tunes. You can't see me because I can make myself off camera, and I'm singing all the lyrics quietly, mouthing all the lyrics to myself. It's a great album, and there is a, I believe there is a link to the in the in this Facebook Live, there is a link to the how you can buy this album directly to it. As a matter of fact, because it's from 2001, Jim is saying, you know what, if you like it, tell him what it's worth to you, and he'll let you pay almost anything for it. So when you go to that link, you're going to get a pop-up screen that says, what do you think? Do you like it? And at the most, if you love it, he's only going to take 12 bucks for it. So I think somewhere between, 11 and 12 bucks is a perfect price for this particular piece of music. Because you want to encourage, you want to encourage people, especially musicians, to keep putting out good stuff. Now, what Jim has started to do is, Jim has started to do yoga music, because Jim was always into yoga music. I'm not going to play any yoga music. Well, I probably won't play any of his yoga music tonight, but if you go to jimbeckwith.com, you'll be able to hear some of his yoga music. I know a lot of people are into yoga, and if you need some music to go along with it, Jim does that now. Actually does it for a living. He actually goes to places and does live yoga music because he plays the sitar. Yeah, he's also the only dude I know that plays the sitar. He actually owns the only sitar I have ever personally seen up close and personal. And no, I didn't play it, and no, I can't play it. So it's cool. It's cool. Paul, the yoga music is nice for doing yoga, and it's also good for creating a really peaceful, chill environment. So, and you know what, he's really good at it. If you have been a listener or a viewer of Late Night with Willie, what you've probably guessed is that I've got a pretty wide range of music I like, and I like a lot of different things. And I, you know what, while I was waiting for this to come on, I was listening to some of the yoga music. God dang it. You know what? I like it. It's crazy. You know, I like it. I do. I swear to you that I like it. Maybe it's just because my friend Jim's doing it, but no, it's some of it's hip. Some of it's hip. In my own personal music career, I've done, classical music, classical, whatever that's a misnomer. It's not classical music. It's more like serious music. I've done jazz, orchestral stuff, of course, and, saxophone, solo literature, both jazz and serious. And I also have done pop music, obviously. And I've done some spoken word stuff, some free jazz to spoken word stuff. So I think I've got a pretty wide, pretty Catholic range of what I like in music. Basically, for the most part, as long as it doesn't suck, as long as it's done well, I'm pretty good with it, frankly. As long as it doesn't suck, I'm usually pretty good with it. So check out the yoga music. Go to jimbeckwith.com and check out the yoga music. Go ahead. Don't be afraid. It won't bite you. It's not weird. Well, it's not too weird. All right, we're going to go ahead and play some more from the Step Right, Shake Left album by Jim Beckwith, 2001. The next tune is the title cut from the album. I almost didn't play the title cut. Duh. Press the flipping button, Willie. Yes, got to play the title cut from the from the album. It is Step Right, Shake Left.
Summer's here, Joshua's back, and he's looking for another winning Pokemon pack. Grown 5 inches and he's gone for a mile. Gonna eat me out of house and home for a while.
Chase a dollar, take my hand. Taste the ripe fruit of this freedom land.
Truly moved to Texas with my mom and my dad. John's he never had. Joe's up in Gainesville and he's working away. I wonder if he ever gets enough time to play.
Straighten up, fly right. We're going to see the stars tonight. Step right, shake left. Do what you know you do the best. Waves of the west are luring me. I can't decide where I want to be. Hills of the east.
Maybe alive, 9 to 5.
Right. I mean, just awesome. All right, hold on a second. There we go. Hard to do everything all by yourself. Yeah, it is. It is. It'd be great if there was somebody in another room that could handle that, who was playing that from, you know, for, in the first place. But you can't get to everything. You do the best you can. Again, this is Late Night with Willie, mostly Music Friday. The album that you're listening to now is Step Right, Shake Left by Jim Beckwith, a good friend of mine. It's my favorite album of somebody that I know personally and have actually performed with. We've performed in a group called Mod, and a group called the Tribe of Irritable Poets. I've played a cut from the Tribe before. It's called My Dress Hangs There. With me on saxophone. I'd like to say that this is me on saxophone, but that would be a liar. I'd be a liar, and it isn't. It's actually Nee Stacky's band from West Africa. West Ghana, West Africa, playing on this album. Tremendous bass player, great guys. He's the only black Nee Stacky who's playing bass on this album is the only black guy that I know from Africa. He's the only black guy I know from Africa, and I told him, if you move here, you'll be the only black African American that I actually know. And he laughed. He thought that was hysterically funny, because it's true. He'd be the only actual black guy, black African American that I know. Crazy, ain't it? Crazy. Just want to let everybody know. Want to let everybody know that what we're doing in on the morning show. The morning show is moving. The morning show at 9:05 is not going to be on Spreaker on Monday or forever at this point. What we're doing with that show is we're moving it to eNet Live Television. And the stream is going crazy, but we're trying our best. I don't know. And there may not be anything, I'll tell you, there may not be anything I could do about it. Yes, Paul, who's the person who could help, is at a remote location in the ass end of Canada. Northern Wisconsin. Of course, the stream, there you go, stream, thank you. There it goes again. But that's okay, we are going to persevere. We've got about a half hour to go, so we're going to persevere. So we're going to take the morning show, and we're taking it to enetlive.tv. You can go to enetlive.tv, and under the tab, moutoday.tv, MOU is Move On Up Today.tv. It is run by Christopher Arps, a very well-known black conservative, and we're moving through MOU Today TV to ENET Live because of Chris. So we'd like to thank Chris and the folks at ENET Live TV for allowing the Exceptional Conservative Network to do its thing there starting Monday. So do not look for the morning show that we do on Spreaker Monday morning. I think we're taking Tuesday off. Tuesday is the 4th, is Independence Day. Do me a favor. Call it Independence Day. There's nothing special about the 4th of July or the 4th of March or may the 4th be with you. There's nothing special about the 4th of September. Please call it Independence Day. Give it the due that it's due. I don't think we'll be on that day. I haven't gotten the word, but I don't believe that we'll be doing a program that day. If we are, I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to be pre-recording that bad boy. Bang. Shove that one in there, because if I pre-record it, I can be napping at 9:05 a.m. on Tuesday. That's Will's plan. But we will be on Monday for sure. That is our premiere on enetlive.tv. So I hope to see you guys there, or I hope for you to see me there. Just want to give you some ideas of what's happening, because so often so much happens and everybody's in the dark, because everybody assumes that you read the Facebook post. Everybody assumes, you know. And I just said, yeah, screw all that. I got an idea. What if I just tell you? How about that? How about if I just frickin' tell you? That'll make it a lot easier, won't it? I won't assume that you know a damn thing. I'll just know that I will have already told you. How about that? Yep. All right. More music. This particular tune called 10 Years, it's just, when I heard it the first time, I thought, golly, this is so me. this is so me. And I think it's so anybody who is a guy, is a man of a certain age. Jim writes this song beautifully from that perspective. Although he wasn't a guy of a certain age when he wrote it, however, he is becoming now a guy of a certain age. But it still holds up. And that's the best thing about this whole album, that it's 15 years old, 16 years old, and it holds up. It holds up in every way possible. You're not going to be able to say that about Lemonade and some of this Jay-Z crap. You're not going to be able to say that it holds up in 15 years or 20 years. It's just because it won't. It just won't. All right, we're going to go ahead and play for you. I'm going to go ahead and play for you from the Step Right, Shake Left album, Jim Beckwith. The cut is 10 years.
I've got water on the knee, lines upon my face, tension in my brow, cause I worry just in case. I've got too much time on my hands, nothing to do but cry. I just want to sing along with the band, and after I can lay down and die. If I wander, hold me if you please, but don't look so damn surprised when you see me on my knees. I feel alone sometimes, but love it when you're there, even when you comment on the way I've lost my hair. To look around and wonder where the time when makes me sigh, I feel as if I've woken up and 10 years went by. I'm looking for relief, satisfy my soul, searching for that pacifier to fill the gaping hole. Remembering all the dreaming days, asleep but I could fly. I feel I've woken up and 10 years went by. I've got too much time on my hands, nothing to do but cry. I just want to play along with the band, and after I can lay down and die. Help me if I, hold me if you please, but don't look damn surprised to me on my knees. I feel alone sometimes, love it when you're there, even when you're on the way I've lost my head. To look around and wonder where the time when makes me sigh, I feel as if I won't get by.
Thank you.
There's a night with a story to tell. This road's too deep for walking. The sky gets darker still. Falling gets harder to read. Those shoes get harder to fill. The stout horse pulls the surf boat to the sea. My father passed all his worries on to me. Hurt all the more. Please, please help me. Don't leave me hang like some art down the hall that no one will ever see. The stout horse pulls the surf boat to the sea.
There you go. There's the speaker feed. I'm back. I mean, you have to switch back and forth between the microphones, and it's just hard. But anyway, I was out doing some recording today, and for the show on Monday, because it's going to be crazy. I want to make sure. Oh, there you go. There you go with the stream on the Facebook. So it's the lights flickering on and off. That's kind of how it goes, and that's what we're dealing with. But you know what? We're going to power through. We've got 9 damn minutes. We're going to power through. I'm simply not going to stop 9 minutes early or 8 minutes early. I'm not going to do it. Damn it, I'm just not going to. I will go ahead and let's see. How can I do this? I'm going to do it on Instagram. That's what I'm doing. Instagram. I'm going to do an Instagram live and show you what I and really show you guys what I'm dealing with here, because I think it's important to have a little behind the scenes, pull the curtain back kind of stuff. And we're going to go live on Instagram. We're checking in the connection, and I'm sure the connection is like, oh, that's my foot you're stepping on, my foot. All right, that's me. And you see, there you go. If you will switch over to Instagram, you can go to Instagram.com. Instagram.com/FightbackMedia. You will see, this is what you'll see there, is you'll see my vMix desktop. That's me up in the upper right-hand corner waving. And you'll also see that's my phone. That's my phone. And I'll back up and you can see my fantastic lighting system. There you go. Isn't that great? Aren't I smart? Anyway, but you see that blinking light there where it said stream? That's why, that's how I know, it works, it lives. That's how I know that the Facebook live stream is sucking, because it's not only blinking there in case I can't see it, it's also blinking there in case I can't see it. To give you guys an idea of what I've been doing, and my battery on my phone is dying, on top of all of that, yay me, yay. I'm going to be okay. I am not going to acquiesce for the last 9 minutes. I'm just not going to. Screw it. Not going to. We're going to go forward. So we've got just sort of behind the curtains on, for the folks on Instagram. We've got the vMix thing here. We've got, if you look here, that's Spreaker. Oh, something's crawling on my leg. That's Spreaker there. I've been pulling the music from my Spotify account, and that's Spotify going on there. What I didn't do, because I forgot to click the record button on vMix, but hopefully we seem to be getting through, and we're going to finish. We've got about 6 minutes to go. It seems like we're going to be able to finish it, and we'll at least have a copy of it on Facebook. And you know what we're going to do then? Because I'm kind of a dick, I'm going to go ahead and put this up on YouTube, I think, Paul. The whole thing. And why I'm going to do that is that I already know, you know what, I'm going to get a copyright notice, probably several copyright notices from YouTube. But you know what, it's okay if Jim monetizes the video. It's okay, because I can't anymore. Or I may not get any notices at all because I can't monetize the video. I may not get any copyright notices at all. It might not matter at all. All right, listen, we're going to play one more song. We're going to go back. We skipped September Moon. So we're going to go back and play September Moon. This is going to go outside of the time that we have left. Is that correct? Most certainly. Again, thanks for coming to Late Night with Willie, Mostly Music. Thanks for coming out on my Instagram Live. We're going to play one more song from the Step Right, Shake Left album by Jim Beckwith, a good friend of mine from 2001. The next tune is September Moon. Let's see. Let me make sure all the buttons are correct, and off we go. Mm-hmm.
the silence there's a distant moon burning through the fabric of the sky, transporting troubles to other worlds and things much larger than I. Saturn sits on the edge of space, going nowhere. A static revolution, that's how I feel. Life is a rhythm and real. September moon cut a hole in the midnight sky. The memories that I've had of you in days gone by. Don't bypass the heart, never disregard the moon. The clever cat, or heal the severed self. Could thinking keep this man alive? His brain's up off the shelf. I have no opinion, meaning no philosophy. If I did, it would not change the way things are today. And tomorrow will be tomorrow. No matter what I have to say. September moon cut a hole in the midnight sky.
Go now that's fixed too. Welcome back on Spreaker. Listen, thank you for hanging with us this evening, for all the whoops and the bloops and the blips and the blops and the flips and the floops and the flops. I am very, very appreciative of it. We will be back on Monday night. We won't be doing music, so it's gonna be a whole bunch easier. Thanks for thanks for helping us out. Thanks for all that you've done, all our supporters that have donated, that have come out and said, you know what, we like what you're doing. We're going to help you. I appreciate that greatly. And we are moving forward. We are going to be on Enet Live TV Monday morning at 9:05 a.m. Eastern Time. Remember, we're still doing the Make the Switch campaign, where you decide that you're going to get rid of one of your mainstream media sources, because you know what? They cannot be trusted. You're going to get rid of one of them, and you're going to replace it with the Willie Lawson Show or somebody on TECN or my friend Paul Swanson. That's Swanson with an E because he's Swedish and he's a Swedish guy I know. And you can get to Paul Swanson's site by going to, and you gave me the placard and I didn't download it, and I'm sorry, Paul. It's Wink site, WINKSITE.com/P Swanson/Paul Swanson, the issues of the Swanson Report. Do that, and we got to get out of here. So just like always, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now. All right, that's it. That's how that works. All right, InstaFam, that's how that works. Wait, that looks awful. Hang on a second. That better? Yes. All right, well, anyway, that's how that works. There's a lot to do all at the same time, and it's nutty. But I enjoy doing it. So thanks, Paul, for your help. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Again, till we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself. If I don't see you until next week, have a wonderful, wondrous Independence Day, and we'll see you next Friday on Late Night with Willie, Mostly Music. Peace out.